2NURFM 103.7. It's that time of the week, Monday morning, where we have a chat to this young lady. Always brings us lots of dietary information, ways to feel good. But this week, Claire Collins, you're the tea lady.
Yep.
How did that come about?
Apart from the fact that I love a cuppa myself, someone asked me, there's a whole range of weight loss or slimming teas on the market, and is it worth the $40 for 2 weeks? So I thought, well, I'll go and have a look and see if I can find out. So I couldn't find any research studies for slimming teas, but I found out a bunch of other stuff.
Okay, so what did you find out? If we're looking to lose a few kilos or try and jazz up our tea?
Yeah, a lot of the ones that are on the market are often promoted as, you know, like a regime. Do this for 2 weeks or 4 weeks. The longer you purchase, the more expensive, obviously. But most of them contain some sort of herbs or flowering plant or something in mixed in with the tea leaves. And so first up, though, if you look at green tea, this is the exception to the herbal teas. There has actually been what's called a meta-analysis, where you take all the randomised control trials, which are generally, you know, a ridgy-didge scientific way to investigate something. And over those trials, people drinking green tea compared to a placebo actually did lose a slightly bigger amount of weight, like 1 kilo. But for the herbal teas, there's no experiments looking at them specifically. So do you want me to tell you some of the things they've been mixed in with?
I would love to hear some of those ingredients in there with the tea.
Yeah, because it got me curious as to why would you put things like senna, apium, gravolines, valerian into the tea. So senna is a laxative. So, you know, if things are working really well, you're going to think, gee, I must be doing something, and you'll get weight loss, wouldn't you? And then things like valerian, that's actually a sedative, so that'll make you sleepy time tea.
Well, and more then, you're sleeping, you're not eating, I guess. That might be...
That's definitely one thing that why that might work. But interesting, the other ones, there was extracts of a range of green teas, and one green tea called Sencha green tea, that's found in the Japanese tea ceremony tea, and green oolong tea, that's the Chinese one. But there were all kinds of other things like lemongrass, artichoke, blue cornflower. I found out that blue cornflower is actually the flavouring that's in Lady Grey tea. And then there are other things called, one thing called burdock root, and that's meant to help speed up your metabolism. So I could find, for most of these additives, I could find something that said they may have an anti-effect. And by that I mean, you know, anti-inflammatory, anti-nausea or anti-weight gain or anti-raising your blood glucose. But they're in such small amounts that really $40 for 14 days, I actually think you'd be better off to invest in going and seeing an accredited practicing dietitian and get something personalised.
So is it possible that maybe people are taking the teas as part of their overall a new or different approach to their diet anyway? So yeah, that whole thing is what's getting results?
Yeah, absolutely. Because if you have a look at, these should be taken in conjunction with eating less kilojoules and being more active, of course. So, but what I think you might be better off to do is, apart from, you know, going and seeing my profession, is take your money and go and just buy a box of green tea bags. Now, they're on special this week. You can buy like 100 tea bags for $7. And there's definitely something, though, about having a routine and a ritual. So if you have a cup of tea in the morning, a cup of tea in the night, and until that box of tea bags is empty, use that as your opportunity to try and improve your eating habits and be more physically active, you will definitely get some results. And you'll put a time stamp on it. And the two cups of tea, I think, will remind you that, hey, it's time to get in shape before Christmas.
As always, it's a part of the whole package, isn't it? Just lifestyle change and getting a lot more fruit and vegetables in, and more good stuff in, more nasties out.
Yeah, and you can jump on the conversation, and I've written a lot about weight loss there and cup of tea and an article on that. So I think definitely I want to encourage people to have a go. You can use tea as your reminder and use that to bookmark the start and the end of your day. And when the box runs out, go and jump on the scales and see if it's made a difference for you.
Now, you have been very busy as of late, Claire. Like you said, you're writing a lot of stuff there. You're investigating tea, but you're also now an award-winning person. Congratulations. Yeah. Tell us about the award.
Yeah, that was a really big deal. Last Wednesday night at Hunter Medical Research Institute annual awards, I was awarded the Senior Researcher of the Year, so the overall best researcher right here in the Hunter, so pretty exciting.
And we get to hear you right here on the radio as well.
Yeah, you do. I think a really
for
important...
free.
a really important part of nutrition is not just the high quality science we do, but translating it so that, you know, we know what to put in our shopping trolleys essentially, and what to eat for health gain and help you feel better.
Well, Claire, congratulations on the award. It is a big deal, as you've said, and no glamour for you being busted down to being the tea lady, so. You know,
happy to do that anytime.
Fair call. All right, that's Claire Collins, a good professor, award-winning professor, joining us this week. And those weight loss teas at 2NURFM 103.7.